Statistically, it is true that Asians, right, on average, make more money, better test scores, get into better colleges, all that stuff. I think the question is, why is that? And I don't know, model minority, whatever that label wants
that's
to mean.
That's actually a myth because we cannot be...
Well, let me finish my point. We need to observe what makes people successful and unsuccessful. And I think when you look at trends that are generally true in the Asian community, not of everyone, but are generally true, usually you have families that are sticking together. You have people are taught to work hard in school, not get into trouble. I think that translates to why Asians en masse are successful. And I don't think you have to be Asian or white for that matter to not have kids out of wedlock, not, you know, commit crime, not cause trouble
or
whatever
happening?
It is. It's just a matter of like, well, common sense, that's what makes people successful. And if that's so-called assimilation, having a nuclear family, buying a house, going to school, whatever it is, then yeah, okay, call me a pro-assimilation then.
Statistically speaking, he is correct. I don't know why these people are shocked and offended by what he's saying, because he speaks based on reference and origin. And he backed it up with data.
With my credit card, I max that out to 4,000.
What do you mean you max it out? Max it out or maxed it out?
So my max, I got confused with the credit debt and the credit limit. I ended up getting a max credit limit of $8,000. So I could spend up to $8,000. That's what that means, right? Me and my boyfriend, me and my friends, we would go out and I'm like, oh, I'll pay for everybody. I got it. I'll spend the money. Don't worry about it. It's just a credit card. So I would pay and pay and pay and pay. And then I called my mom one day and I wanted her to be proud of me. So it's just like, hey, I've got $4,000 credit on my credit card. And she's like, credit limit or credit debt? I was like, what's debt? She's like, that's bad. Why did you do that? I'm like, I thought that was good.
That is one of the most dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. And to publicly admit it, crazy shit, man, crazy shit. This is what happens when you go woke. You go broke.
Mom, I want to get my lip pierced. Honey, you are not mature enough to make that decision. Now, come on, it's time for your hormone therapy.
This new generation of kids are crazy. They're so wild, they're built different. They got TikTok and Adderall. Because this new generation... This new generation, they are mean, but woke, okay? I'll give you an example. Group of kids, they were standing around, they were talking about video games. One kid goes, man, I can't wait to go home to play with my homies. Another kid in the back goes, yo, you sound hella gay, but I support you. Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't know whether to like scold or be proud of someone? I didn't even know, like, he did something crazy because I didn't know that you could be a bully and an ally all in the same sentence.
Your definition is that a woman is someone who is female, you said, right?
Correct. Gotcha. A biological female.
So what happens if we have maybe someone who is female, identifies as a woman, right? You know, cisgender woman, right? As you just explained, but maybe doesn't have the ability to reproduce. Well, maybe doesn't have those organs that you're talking about that are reproductive organs.
I have answered the question. You stood up here and said trans women are women.
Yes.
Tell me what you mean. What is a woman?
Womanhood is something that, just as Ethan explained, I cannot define because I am not
but
myself.
But you used the word. So what did you mean when you said trans women are women if you don't know what it means?
Right. So here's the thing. So I do not define what a woman is because I do not identify as a woman. Womanhood is something that is an umbrella term. It includes people
that
who...
That describes what?
People who identify as a woman.
Identify as what?
As a woman.
What is that?
Was to each their own. Okay. Each woman, each man, each person is going to have a different relation with their own gender identity and define it different.
Matt is asking a simple question that we all know the answer of, but this person right here is going in circles. I've never heard someone speak so much and nothing at the same time.
I will not change my viewpoint because it didn't win this election, but I will open my ears to people that said, I have issues too, and they're different from yours, and this is why. And I think that's why what she did was so important, because she and Donald Trump are rarely put in the same sentence. And the fact that she got responses of people saying, you both seem to care about the working class, we sit here not voting for Donald Trump saying, huh?
Yeah.
But like, there's a point there because there were millions and millions of people that felt heard. And that's what I'm trying to lock into. It won't change my stance, or maybe it will. I'm open to someone trying to convince me.
That Donald Trump is good for people?
If that's what you're hearing, you're missing my whole point.
Talk to somebody?
What's up?
Yeah. You want to talk to somebody?
You're not talking to us, man.
Why?
Because you're a racist. To me, you're just an op.
What do you mean?
That guy right there, you taking my picture, you being a brother. Who you work for?
I'm trying to give a voice.
Then we're not going to talk to you.
Okay, well then you're the one that came up to us.
Yeah, because you're trying to talk to people here in this march. You're trying to record them. Shut the
fuck
up.
It's going to go
racist. Shut the
fuck up. So would you say he's a good businessman?
Yeah, I mean, he's a multi-billionaire.
What about his multiple businesses that have went into bankruptcy?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to fail sometimes when you do businesses. But
10 times?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's 78 years old. I mean, how many billions have you made?
You know, he was also born into it.
Well, he was not born a billionaire. He was given a couple million bucks, but turning a couple million bucks into $6 billion is like the greatest ROI in the history. And by the way, not only that, he helped redefine the Plaza Hotel, the Grand Hyatt, the Trump Hotel, the Trump Doral. I mean, there's some of the greatest properties you could imagine. It's a pretty impressive business record, I would say. But that doesn't matter. Was he a good president? Of course he was.
Okay. So another thing that also is kind of like skewing my vote. So everyone keeps telling me, oh my God, like everything he's saying is being taken out of context.
I don't think she understands that failure is part of being successful, because we all know that most businessmen have failed before succeeding in their business.
And they've canceled people that are more powerful than me. They canceled J.K. Rowling. My God, J.K. Rowling wrote all the Harry Potter books by herself. She sold so many books, the Bible worries about her. And they canceled her because she said in an interview, and this is not exactly what she said, but effectually, she said gender was a fact. And then the trans community got mad as shit. They started calling her a TERF. I didn't even know what the fuck that was. But I know that trans people make up words to win arguments. So I looked it up. TERF is an acronym. Stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist. This is a real thing. This is a group of women that hate transgender. They don't hate transgender women, but they look at trans women the way we blacks might look at blackface. It offends them. Like, ooh, this bitch is doing an impression of me.
What do you guys think? What do you think? Yeah. Let it go. I'm all right.
No, I could literally catch him, right?
That's okay.
It's messed up.
No, it's okay.
I could catch him. No, I could.
I know. It's okay.
You are a better man than all of us. That's all I'm going to say. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
You walk into your new classroom to meet your teacher, and you see me. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey man, thank you for coming here to Wokeland. Appreciate it. Great to see you. I'm an immigrant from Eastern Europe, and I've been here for 10 years and a little bit. And if anybody would have told me 10 years ago that I would come a day where I would live in America and American citizens would be in favor of communism, I would have laughed in their face. So obviously I have my own opinion about why this is happening, but what is your take? Why do you think US citizens, man, are in favor of communism in America? It feels that it's getting more and more.
What country are you from?
Romania.
Romania. So Ceausescu, you know all about. So I'm curious, what would your message be to young socialists that don't know what communism is?
If you don't learn from history, nothing will save you.
How important are women's rights?
More important than yours and mine.
What rights do men have that women don't?
I think I'm done here today, guys.
What rights do men have that women don't?
That also plays into the systematic stuff that I was talking about, because a lot of women can't get jobs in construction.
Have
they
you ever tried to be
down.
A concreter? Yeah.
No, but I totally would.
Okay, why aren't you?
Because I'm not educated on it.
Why don't you go and get educated on concreting?
I totally would. Like, as soon as I get things straightened out,
sure.
I want a different field. Well, I'm tired of the medical field.
Let me tell you this, and you can disagree with me if you'd like. You wouldn't last 2 minutes as a concreter, because unfortunately...
I'd like to try to prove people wrong.
In the modern world, you can think that all you want, and that's because your life is so comfortable that you can have that strain of thought. But the fact of the matter is that I did concreting for a few months, and I didn't last and I'm not a weak guy, but these guys are some of the hardest people you'll ever meet in your life. They are up at the crack of dawn every day, breaking their backs.
Oh,
you
yeah.
would not last a single day. You can sit here and say girl power all you'd like, you wouldn't last a day, I guarantee.
Yeah, if she ever gets into the construction industry, she'll be holding the stop sign for traffic. There's no way she can last in that kind of industry, because it seems to me like she doesn't have the slightest clue as to what physical labor is.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah. You can be racist against certain groups. And yes, you might be a sellout. You might be whatever.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that I know that if I don't agree with you, I'm a sellout, and I'm not good enough for my Latinos, and I'm not good enough for my father, for my grandfather that escaped Cuba. Thank you.
How important are women's rights?
So important. It's valuable today more than ever, because a woman should be able to have her choice over her body.
By women's rights, you mean the right to an abortion?
The right to be able to vote, the right to be able to have an abortion.
Well, women have the right to vote.
Right.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. You're a man. You are never
going to think.
Imagine being trans and trying to go get your medication.
I can't imagine.
And I literally walk up there, the lady on the phone is like, oh, can I have your last name? And so I give it to her. She's like, oh, okay, I'll meet you out there and I'll give you your prescription, right? So I'm waiting and she comes out and then she says, oh, is this for? And then she says my dead name.
No!
And I'm like, my name is Rylan.
Sir, I've made a terrible mistake.
And she just looks at me. And then she puts the medication on the table and shuts the door and locks it behind her.
This conversation is over.
Imagine waking up every day and wondering how you can be a victim today. It's like, let me dye my hair, do my makeup, and set the camera straight. Fucking ridiculous, bro.
You are now a they, them, which is plural. It doesn't even make sense. Like, if you can say that you're a boy, but you identify as a girl, yeah, that's gender dysphoria is a real thing. If you want to be representative as a plural, that's very weird.
You're a privileged white boy.
Why do you call me a privileged white boy?
That's what you are.
What does that even mean?
What exactly what I mean.
What privileges?
You're a privileged white boy.
What privileges do I have that you don't?
Everything.
Like what?
Everything.
Like what?
Man.
Name
came
one.
Out of a woman.
You called me a privileged white boy. That's kind of racist.
Freedom of speech. Racist.
I mean, I'm still yet to hear a privilege I have that you don't.
Your name is not Jenna.
Please don't assume.
I am assuming.
I'm identifying as Jenna.
Okay, but your name's Caitlin. Why are you here?
No, I'm identifying as Jenna.
Oh, no,
your name is Caitlin. Why are you here?
So please respect me and my person.
Jenna?
My name is Jenna and my pronouns are they and them. Respect it.
I
if you don't, you're a bigot.
What age should someone be allowed to get surgery and transition fully?
I think the easy answer is 16 to 18.
What, so if it's a, could a 12 year, would you be comfortable with a 12-year-old getting surgery, for example, or a 14-year-old?
Well, it's not my place to really like get in the way of telling, you know, what a 14-year-old or something should do. But I think that if they think that, you know, they want this, then they should be allowed to have it.
But it's interesting you mentioned 16. For you, that seems like an age where underneath that, you wouldn't be happy about the idea of someone, if it was available to them.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, maybe like a year or two after maybe thinking about it or contemplating starts. So like 7 or 8, if they're like 10, 11, 12. If it's like, this is a through line and it's been giving them maybe issues with mental health, like if it's like this is a recurring theme, then maybe pursue that.
Sure.
Because it's just a different form of therapy.
If I was to say to you, how many genders are there, what would you say?
I'd say that there's definitely more than two. I think it's a far more complicated and personal sort of like set of things than you can be easily even put to a number, really.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, how many genders are there then?
An infinite amount.
Infinite
amount. So, don't
ask as many as you want.
Yeah, like,
you just talk to the person and find out like,
yeah,
what they feel. I think.
Oh, so what? Limitless.
Like, a binary number, because like when you bring in things like he, they, that's just like, it's more like your expression of yourself. It doesn't have to be like a number. I think that's
Like gender's very like
outdated.
Yeah, gender's outdated, and there's also like a lot of different like
things you can put in within gender, because it's like gender, like identity, expression, and then pronouns and gender doesn't have to be aligned. It's all very different. So I feel, and also the only real person who needs to know a person's gender is themselves, like, because it's a very like personal thing and a very like a thing that people will express or want to keep private. So I think like, yeah, there's like two sexes, there's like male and female, but gender, there's as many as people want there to be.
I have a few friends who identify with a variety of different genders. I think it's less of a sort of, it's more of an identity thing rather than a any amount of how many it is. I'm sure there are many that I don't know of, and many that I do. Sure. So,
but there's more than two.
Yes, I would say so. There's two biological sexes. I think there are, gender is a matter of spectrum.
Man, this generation is confused as fuck. And the fact that people pay to be educated in these woke establishments. Why would you do that? Why? It's just crazy to me.
How would you define the term woke?
It's a great question, and honestly is a completely subjective answer depending on who you're going to ask. I would say it's the most ironic definition of our time, because those that would call themselves woke think that they're completely eyes wide open to all of the social justice injustices that are happening in society. They think that they're causing progression in society. In reality, if you call yourself woke today, your head is buried, your head is in the sand, your eyes and ears are completely closed to what's going on around you, and you've bought into a mainstream lie about what it means to live in 2023 America.
The idea that if somebody looks at a man and calls him a man, that they're suddenly unsafe because they've created a false reality in their own head. Yeah, I don't abide by that. I think this is what's really happening is that we are celebrating mental disorders in America right now. I had a stalker, a very serious stalker at FBI, ended up getting involved, who had suffered from schizophrenia. He very much believed, and it was a terrifying thing to go through. He escaped the Psych 5150 hold, and he very much believed that he and I were in a relationship, and he would send me about 100 emails a day, okay? In the world of what you believe in your own head now needs to be accepted as reality, I would have had to marry him and raise my children with him, okay? But what was going on in his head wasn't actually reality. And me saying that this person needs to stay away from me and my family because there's something wrong with him and he was threatening to kill me. So what's happened right now is the left is trying to make it seem that people who see reality for what it is are demented and are creating unsafe territory, and that's not the truth. In fact, what I think is unsafe territory is for people to be affirmed in their delusion.
If you're here to ask me about the term mansplaining, some people use it and some people think of it as a kind of feminist term, but feminism is not an organization. We don't have an AGM. We don't all think the same thing. It's the campaign for women's liberation and women's equality. And as such,
well, you seem to think a lot has twaddled today, Kate. Certainly nothing racist. And so far, you're the only one who's been sexist tonight. Kelly J, you want to respond?
Yeah, I'd just be interested to know, when we talk about, you know, modern feminists, where they've been. Because lots of modern feminists, Kate included, don't seem to want to talk about the existential threat posed by transgender ideology on, hang on one moment, on women's spaces, on the fact that there are boys and girls' toilets in schools and girls don't have access to single-sex facilities, on the basis that we are changing. This is what happens. Modern feminism, the biggest threat to women in this country right now, women and girls in this country, is transgender ideology and the fact that we no longer can define what a woman is without some silly caveat. And we've got men. So actually, we might even now have women man-spreading or woman-spreading, because they might require this space, apparently. And then we've got self-proclaimed feminists like Kate Smurthwaite, who are too frightened to actually name this issue and talk about it. I think it's laughable that we can
talk
about...
Well, I think you just triggered her. I think you just triggered her, Kelly, to the point that she just did the laptop drop.
This is a typical self-righteous feminist. She cannot stand being wrong, ever. I'm familiar with her face because I think she has done it more than once.
So both of you do OnlyFans. How much do you make, Nicolette?
Make a lot.
How much per month?
I think it's like kind of tacky to say like exactly how much money you make.
I mean, it's tacky to be on OnlyFans in the first place. Oh, but
that's fired.
I know.
I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. That's like bad vibes right there. I'm like, oh my god.
Disagreement is bad vibes.
but...
My friend, this is a sickness! We do not want it.